With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Since you've been gone...
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco.
Is that it?
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You bleeped it?
I didn't bleep it. That's a radio edit. Sorry.
Don't use the radio edit. God.
What do you want me
to
do?
Close the goddamn door.
This is the most accessible for me.
All right, whatever. It's fine. I don't care.
Maybe tomorrow he'll get it right for you,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah, maybe someday
I'm
you'll get it right.
I'm playing the right song for you. It's just missing one word.
It's okay, Brent.
Panic at the Disco, February 19th, Oracle Arena. You want to be there? Be calling 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Who dropped off all that ice cream? We have ice cream.
Yeah, why do you guys have so much ice cream? What's going on?
My buddy Marlon, Bobby, and Andy, they just dropped off. It's just their names. I didn't say their company. Effany Creative.
Oh, and uh-huh. They're different companies, too. I thought it was the same company. They're different companies.
They just do a bunch of stuff for different people, and they dropped off like 15 cartons of ice cream.
I like the caramel toffee one.
That sounds like a duck now.
Caramel.
Sounds like a duck doing it.
It does, huh?
How would you know what that sounds like?
Yeah. Oh, I read about that, I wouldn't.
Yeah, do that book.
Poor datum.
Yeah, this seems wrong.
It does.
Poor duck.
You guys are gross.
That's what everything autocorrects to.
What?
You write a certain word and it turns into ducking.
I hate that.
Ducking.
Every
I'm like,
time
are you
I try
serious?
To just give me a break.
You know
haven't
funny?
I written that word enough that you know it by
I know.
Now?
It's like, come on. Don't be such a prude, Siri. Do Stop. Not wake up.
Stop ducking around.
Yeah.
That problem doesn't happen on Android.
You know, it's funny because if you're doing the voice thing, you know, and you hit the little microphone, you talk, you know, hey, comma, how you doing, mm-hmm. period, whatever. If you say the F word in that, it'll actually put it in.
Oh.
I know. But then it won't get anything else right, so you still have to rewrite the whole text. Hey, guys, why don't we get into some celebrity trash?
Sounds good.
Miley Cyrus, she tweeted in response to, I guess there's a, oh, this must be Instagram, Sour Psycho.
Vin, have you seen her performance on SNL?
I didn't.
The song that we're playing, it's a super nice song. I'll pull it up so that
you
can see and hear as you're telling the story.
So on Sunday night, it's a pretty popular Instagram profile, Sour Psycho, which uploads mostly memes, apparently, just, you know, stuff from the internet and mm-hmm. what have you, and other little funny screenshots. They posted a meme that said, no man has all five of these things.
Whoa.
I know, right?
She went jacket, no top.
Yeah. And the thing that's funny about when you watch this performance is that you're just waiting for something to fall out. She's clearly well taped because she starts swinging around and everything, but it's just a jacket open to the waist.
It's a great look.
I like it.
Yep, me too.
And just the swell of a breast on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't come apart. She looks good. Bryn just keeps waiting for it to fall open.
Like I move my head at a different angle of the screen, just hopefully see if I can.
The jacket will open up.
Boy, Ronson's literally playing like one chord.
Yeah, that's what he does. It was always so funny when he played, you know, that the song he does, the Uptown Funk You Up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like he played that with them on SNL, and he's just standing there just trying to look cool, just like playing his one little thing.
He looks cool.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's pulling it. They're fine. He's a good looking kid.
I love how it's just the two of them in the spotlight.
Oh, there he goes. Her.
Yeah, she's great. I used to really be annoyed by her. I just... like her.
So what did she tweet?
She's fun. Oh, so she responded on Instagram. So the post was, no man has all five of these things. No man has all five.
All five of these things.
Good D game.
Okay.
Empathy. height above 5'9".
Oh, you really got me there. The other two are questionable, but I feel like I've got those. But 5'9", nope.
No hose.
I don't have any hose.
Common sense.
I got common sense.
Yeah, well.
I'm close.
You know, 2 out of 5.
But I don't have.
Bad.
What?
Yeah. Or so. So it turns out the guy she's with has all of these things. And she said, no, my man does. Good for you, Miley. Adorable.
Super cute.
Yeah. Hey, on this same page, I don't know where this is out of. Is this a TMZ thing?
I'm not sure. I think it's Entertainment
Weekly.
ET Online or something. What do you need?
Well, there's a thing where Ariana Grande is kind of leaning into Miley Cyrus, who's sitting there, and it's Miley covering Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry, as she, and she's singing it right. See it on the side there?
Mm-hmm.
She's singing it right to her. I just saying. I know I'm asking for a last minute, but I did just see that. So, okay. Moving on to this week's top albums. This is the Billboard 200. Starting with number 10, Drake's Scorpion is still in the top 10. 42,000
really?
Copies of that. It's a big sales week, too. I think a lot of people are actually buying physical albums to put under the tree.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's Drake. Thank you for not playing the one song.
Which
is
song are you talking about?
No song.
This one?
No. I was trying to like say thank you.
You do like this song though, right?
I do, but that's not on this record.
That's true.
That could only mean one thing. Lil Baby has the number 9 record. Street Gossip, a little more than 42,000 copies. Ship scissor.
Boy, it sounds worse with the edits. Sounds like you're making cuss words there.
No, number, he said sip scissor.
Sip scissor.
I don't think that was edited. I think
that's
he just sounds edited because he.
He's so clipped and has a weird effect on it, too. Number 8 is 6ix9ine, 43,000 copies of Dummy Boy. No. Is that guy sitting in jail right now?
Who? Tekashi?
Yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah. Debuting in 7th place is John Mellencamp with an album called Other People's Stuff. 44,000 copies. So is this like an album of covers or something?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah. Just reading, he's marrying Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
It's good for them.
I like him. Yeah. John loves him.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Always playing him in the car.
Travis Scott's Astroworld sold a little more than 44,000 copies for 6th place.
Mm. Give me the loot.
Gucci Mane debuts in 5th place with his album Evil Genius, 51,000 copies. I love Evil Genius. We have a Dr. Evil Genius here. Sometimes.
That's what you call him? Dr. Evil Genius?
Dr. Evil Genius.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hooman. Oh, you are here. What are your plans for the holidays, Dr. Evil Genius?
Well, I was just perusing YouTube.
Oh.
And I saw a girl with big boobs talking about vodka. So I was enjoying that video.
Is that what you think, you know, so you'll be watching that at Christmas time just to get yourself in the spirit?
Yes.
Oh, don't do
Dr. Evil's perving out on you, Yuzi.
I know.
Oh, he's talking about you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Where's that video at?
Someone just posted it to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Nice.
Goodness. And will you be making any New Year's resolutions this year, Dr. Evil Genius?
Well, I didn't want to tell you about this yet, but I want to partner with someone.
What?
I heard about this special little guy in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh.
Who was locked in a garage. I want to see if I can be friends with him.
You're talking about Garage Cat?
Yes.
Oh.
I want to be friends with Garage Cat. He seems so cool. And he has a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help him with his problems.
Oh, wow. Nice to talk to you. Yes. It's been a while.
You got it.
Coming in at number 4.
Is Garage Cat over there too?
Yeah.
Oh, Bren, what did you do, dude?
I want to hear the transition, you know?
Jesus.
That's how you know somebody's a good actor when they can jump from one character to another.
Dr. Evil, have you spoken with Garage Cat? Garage?
No. I'm having a hard time getting a hold of him.
Oh, well, he's here now.
Wherever he lives.
He's here right now.
He has no windows. He has no light.
Can we get a snippet of like a conversation between Dr. Evil?
Let me introduce you, Dr. Evil. Please meet your Garage Cat. Garage Cat, Dr. Evil Genius.
Where am I?
Well, you're here at the Alice Studios.
Oh.
This is Dr. Evil.
Okay, well.
Dr. Evil, say hi.
Okay. Garage Cat, I have an idea. I want you to get even with that guy who you live with.
Oh, well, okay. I'm a little nervous. Scared.
Don't be scared. I am on your side.
Oh.
We will win. We will get you your freedom. And we'll get you off those meds.
Gonna get him out of the garage? He's been off the meds, though. Allegedly.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that guy. Okay.
Okay.
See you next year.
All right, see you next year. Dr. Evil and Garage Cat, everybody. Oh, totally unexpected. Coming in at number four is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born soundtrack. That sold 55,000 copies. Oh, another opportunity to sha-la-la it. Da la 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 la. Number three on the list with 57,000 copies sold is Michael Bublé, Christmas.
Oh. He's growing on me.
Oh. No. Number two is Meek Mill, Championships, 129,000 copies. I like that little.
That's Cardi.
Cardi, yes.
Yeah, it sounds
yes.
like Cardi, yeah.
Did Nicki used to date Meek Mill?
I think so, yeah. That sounds about right.
So
yeah.
Maybe there's bad
Meek
blood.
And had beef with Drake because of Cardi.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Nicki.
The beefs.
Oh, man, yeah. I can't get them all mixed up.
And debuting in first place, posthumously, Triple Xtentacion. Xtentacion. 132,000 copies of Skins. Is that him?
It is him, yes. This is his biggest song on this album here. It's called Bad.
All right. Well, there you go. Triple Xtentacion. He's got the number one record in the country.
Oh.
I'm sure his estate's thrilled.
Right.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Lil Jon has a new Christmas song, and it features the Kool-Aid Man, randomly. It's the Christmas song you never knew you needed. Let's hear what this sounds like. Bryn liked this, right? You liked it?
I thought it was catchy, but it's, you know, it gets old quick. Oh. So I'll start it off with the video because I want you to see the visual of the Kool-Aid guy jumping.
So he
in the
crashes
scene.
Through a wall?
That's correct.
Like he did
that's
in the his, olden times commercials
thing, right?
and stuff?
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's a great beat. It just this goes is... over. I mean, and Kool-Aid does have a...
Oh, does he have a rap?
A verse.
Describe what you're seeing.
Well... It's a party in a nice house. It's all decked out for Christmas. And the Kool-Aid man is there. And he's got like a garland sort of over his arm. And they're...
It's the real Kool-Aid guy, though.
Yeah, they're dancing. They've got a dance going now. And
so he's in. Like, they must There he is, too.
I don't know if they paid to get the licensing for him or Kool-Aid was like, yes, Lil Jon, you can just go ahead and use
it. Maybe
him.
Kool-Aid paid for it. I mean, it's
maybe.
A huge
right,
ad.
Right.
It is. I mean, I haven't seen the Kool-Aid guy since I was a kid, really. So nice to see him again. And is there, you said there's a verse with.
No, I mean, okay, he says, we'll just, oh, yeah, here and there.
Oh,
and
just
and,
here and I see.
Yeah.
Just so he's featured on the track.
Right.
I see.
Here it is. Oh. Here it is.
All right. It's the new hit Christmas single from Lil Jon. The Conners is coming back, it looks like. ABC is negotiating with
renewed?
The cast for season two. Everyone's willing. The talks are going smoothly. And the ratings are not as bad as... look, they're not what it was.
Right.
But it's doing fine. In fact, it is the number one new comedy this season.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Doing pretty well among 18 to 49-year-olds, which is what the advertisers like to see. And
does it say who they're adding?
Well, it doesn't say in this particular story, but I did hear that there's going to be a love interest for Dan.
Already?
Yes, and it's Peg Bundy.
Katie Sagal.
It's Katie Sagal.
Oh, she's perfect.
Yeah, she is actually perfect. She'll be great on that show.
I think the story said the other day, Sarah, that Katie Sagal was his first love, like before Roseanne came along.
Oh.
Even, I think in high school.
Oh, yeah. So they have some history together.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I love her.
Sandra Locke passed away. This happened last week. I just haven't gotten to the story yet. And I remember her from, you know, it was, wasn't she like an old Clint Eastwood girlfriend? Or
yeah. Was she the blonde lady?
Exactly.
She was. I think they even have a kid together.
They had did a couple movies.
She did Any Which Way But Loose.
And the second one. And I think even one or two more movies. A few movies with Clint. But yeah,
so
they
she
had
was
loved
only
each other for years.
74 years old and died of cancer.
Mm. Oh.
I know. It's terrible. And this is how you know you're famous. Julia Roberts, I guess, you know, she's out on tour for that. She's got a couple movies right now, doesn't she?
She's got a TV
the one with
show.
Ben's back.
The Netflix thing?
Right, she's got a Netflix thing.
And then some movie you mentioned the other day, Julia Roberts.
Oh,
Was it a scary movie?
I don't
remember
like
the name
Julia
of it.
Roberts.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, what? Really? What's not to like?
No,
I love
she's
her.
She's not a nice person.
Oh, no?
I don't know. It's just answering for him.
Wait, no.
I bet Dr. Evil actually really likes her.
No, I don't like her either.
Oh.
She's got a move. Ben is back. Homecoming. Wonder. Smurfs. The Lost Village.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway, she's out promoting whatever she's promoting. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about one time she went home to visit her family in Georgia, and they all went to the movies. She had to use the restroom, and as soon as she went into the stall and sat down, she heard someone say, "Hey, girl in stall number one, were you in Mystic Pizza?" And she said, "Yes." And the woman slipped something under that she put underneath the stall. She puts like a pen and paper. Like,
oh my God.
"Can I have your autograph?" And she said, "Not right now." While thinking to herself, "Oh, I guess I'm famous now.
I've made it, huh?" I've made it moment.
That was her moment. and that's all I got time for. Minnie, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I'll update you on the Transbay Terminal. What an 84-year-old decided to do instead of bingo.
Oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch our show every day. Go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass.
Hi.
We all smile up at the camera whenever we talk about it. We got a guy, Vaughn. He's switching the cameras around. Mm-hmm. It's actually, it's fun. I love that, I think it's Brad puts up the little clips of us on Instagram from our technical department.
Funny.
What is he? Our digital department.
Digital, yes. Him and Ron do that.
Yeah. They do a good job. They pick out little things there. And you can watch the whole show. We loop it throughout the rest of the day, and then on the weekend, it's like a best of thing.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by a lady who's got style for miles. She's got one of the best afternoon shows in the country. She picks the music that you listen to. That's right. It's Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
He just walked out while we
call
hit the.
Call that I got my
I'll hit it.
I got it.
No. Vinny's going to hit a button.
Vinny's going to try and hit a button.
I got it. Hold on. I'm talking to our engineer about the new system.
What?
That's not what I want.
Oh, yeah. Keep going, Vin. Let's see what else you got. Ooh, that's not it. Jane might like that, but, you know. Ooh, Jane's at a fire crotch.
Is she?
All right, so I can't play the Jane song for you, but Jane's on this afternoon.
Jane,
she's fantastic. You'll love her. Please enjoy Jane. Aww. We all do. She's the best. Here's what's happening. PG&E.
Oh, God. PG&E.
Boo.
Poor PG&E.
Poor PG&E.
Well. No one likes them at all anymore.
Don't jack up our prices.
Facing scrutiny from regulators who accuse it of falsifying gas pipeline safety records, PG&E over the weekend disclosed a vague series of critical corrective actions, including the departure of unnamed company officials. So they're cleaning some house.
Who?
PG&E.
Unnamed.
No, but who are the...
They just said unnamed.
Unnamed is who they say.
So no one.
Well, exactly. Actually, they say...
the janitor, the dishwasher, the guy who mops the floors. We got rid of them.
The guy they hired, the president and chief operating officer, is going to be retiring. Well, it looks like he retired this year. He was brought in to lead reform after the San Bruno gas pipeline explosion in 2010.
Oh, he did a cruddy job.
And yeah, it doesn't look like a lot got done.
Yeah, got him.
Anyway, they go on to, this is like a press release, as they say, safety is a big concern for PG&E,
but both
our customers and our employees, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see how this plays out, but they're currently trying to clean house.
I know nobody here owns PG&E stock, but it's down.
Well, the market's down in general. Oof.
Don't even look at it. Just don't look at it.
The Fed Reserve keeps saying they're going to bump another whatever quarter point that is and of interest. And man, everyone just runs from the stock market like it matters. What the hell? Just keep your money where it is. What are you doing? It makes no sense.
I agree. The whole stock market is a weird thing. It's like just all based on sort of like opinion.
It's not weird for you.
It's feelings. Like the tide, though. It just ebbs and flows so ridiculously.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Anyway, so they're making changes. We'll see what that means. I don't even know.
Leave our prices alone. Gavin, protect us.
Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk is set to unveil an underground transportation tunnel that could move people faster than subways. Musk plans to unveil the test tunnel today.
Where is
also,
it?
As well as the autonomous cars that will carry people through it.
Oh, that's great. Is this part of his Boring company?
He's also set to show off elevators, he says, that will bring users' own cars from the surface to the tunnel.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a traffic backup.
Oh.
There's something happening either like today, this week, mm-hmm. where three different places are. I think it's the Amazon guy, Tesla, or Elon Musk, and like NASA. Everyone's shooting a rocket today.
Oh,
like it's a or this week at some point. They're saying it's
sweet.
Like the most rockets being launched.
Four altogether.
Oh,
there was
four?
Actually supposed to be one today, and they rescheduled the launch for tomorrow. But that was out of Cape Canaveral.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I think maybe that was why it's going to be the biggest single day launch of all time. You know.
Just reminded me. I forgot to tell the weather. Listen, there's rain coming for Christmas. Mm. There's also going to be a ton of snow, everybody. Mm. There's going to be snow falling on the 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Mm.
And you'll be up there for all those days.
No, I won't be up there.
What do you mean?
I'll be up there for the... I'm there until Christmas. I'll be home. I'll be driving through the snow.
Oh.
Home for Christmas.
Yep.
The Transbay Center, the Transbay Transit Center, you know, the one that just did the $2.2 billion dollar transit
one.
Center that broke 6 weeks after opening. They say that thing's probably six more months away from being reopened. They're working on it.
Well, we don't want it to fall down.
No, we don't.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
There's a woman near Dallas named Janet Fine. She's about to graduate from college this week at the age of 84.
Oh.
Nice.
She retired from her job as a secretary in 2012 and didn't know what to do with herself. She says playing bingo every night was too boring. Mm. Too boring. So she signed up for classes at the University of Texas with a major in sociology, and she never gave up on it. She had to start using a walker a few years ago and has an oxygen tank now.
Oh, boy.
And recently moved into an assisted living center.
Oh,
boy.
She.
All you young people who can't get off your butts to get to school, take a look at Janet Fine. She's got a walker with the dumb tennis balls on the bottom. She's got a drag and oxygen tank.
She's going to start a whole new career at age 84.
She lives in an assisted living center, and yet she makes it to class and finished her four-year degree.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She stayed in school the whole time as she's been falling apart.
It happens. Or so I'm told.
She's now got a bachelor's degree in sociology to show for it, and her commencement ceremony is tomorrow morning.
Are we looking?
Yeah.
Let's look. That is not her. Will you stop it?
What do you mean? This is her.
You just said she needs a walker.
Well, she can stand.
She's not just standing. That woman is dancing. Oh, she's adorable. Holy crap. She is so cute. She actually could start a new career. She looks very viable. It's weird.
Anyway.
She needs to haul around an oxygen tank. And
one of the caregivers at the senior center is a woman named Renee Brown, and the whole thing has inspired her to do the same thing.
That's great.
At 53, she's going back to school to become a licensed nurse. 53.
That's great.
She's like a kid.
Yeah, well, compared to 84 Dolores or whatever her name is.
She's like a baby. 53.
Go back.
It's nothing.
No, sorry. It's sad.
Janet finds, like, your back hurts. I'm 84.
Well, no one does.
No one does.
Good call, Janice.
Oh, my God. My buddy's dad has it.
Oh, it's horrible.
The stories are awful. Awful. You know what the worst part? He goes, I remember when I was younger, my dad saying, if that happened to me, you know what to do. And he's like, now it's happened. He's all, I can't do that.
What, off him?
Yeah, you can't go.
Bottle of whiskey and some barbiturates. Right. Do it to me, you guys. I'm serious. I don't. Nobody wants to be someone that they're.
Isn't
that
trippy,
aren't.
Though? Because it ran in his family. His dad said, yeah, I took care of my dad, and I don't want that. I don't want you to have to do that. So you know what to do. He's like, yeah, Dad. Now it's happening. And he's like, I can't.
No, you can't really murder anybody.
Right. That's exactly right.
Even if they left a note.
Oh, man.
Oh boy. Well, I've got a story I've been meaning to do about being mindful of your weight around the holidays can help prevent weight gain, but I don't want anyone to think that we're fat shaming them.
Do
so
it.
Just pack it on, everybody.
I could use those tips.
You could, yeah.
Talking to
is that
Gout
Sarah.
Ninja?
That's Gout Ninja over there. He's all mad. Do you know he called it gout shaming earlier?
Yes, he did.
He's like,
you gout shamed him?
I didn't.
I know.
The
San Francisco gift center. And
yeah, they gout shamed you. Just fat shamed me, though.
No, I was just kidding. I was talking about your gout.
She says with the spoonful of ice cream melting next to her side, waiting to get that put in her mouth.
No, I finished it.
You finished it?
Right, okay. Girl.
Yeah. Like I'm a good eater. No, please. That's all we do is give each other crap on the show. I find you all really attractive. It's fine. Don't worry. All
right, sure.
You guys are all amazing looking. Jesus. We should do the show naked. We're so hot.
Shut up.
You shut up.
All right, fat shame us. We're ready. Hit it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
On.
I'll find something else. 3% of us have already started shopping for next Christmas.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
You don't even know what to get.
I know what I do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do right after Christmas is I'm going to buy the lights to put on my house for next Christmas.
Oh, funny.
Are you going to go, like, full on Christmas vacation?
No, just a Come string on. Across the top.
Oh, that's
you
it?
You didn't do that this year at all?
No, oh. I couldn't. Come on.
Don't even do that.
We're not even ready.
Get those laser things. Those are so pretty.
Go
they
watch
dazzle your whole house.
I do
house
like the laser things, but I always feel like someone's going to rip them off.
Oh, dude, my buddy Marlon in Napa, someone stole all of his lasers from his front lawn last night.
I didn't even think
just
of that.
Just last night?
Yeah.
See?
He's like, bro, those only cost $20 each, but...
People steal
And we
them.
Didn't think... And you think it would... Like, he lives in a safe neighborhood, but somebody drove by.
Yep, I believe it.
I'll take them.
That's why... I wanted to buy some last year, but I was afraid they'd just be stolen.
Oh, what decorations did you guys put up this year?
The only thing we have is the wreath that Alan bought us.
Where'd you put it?
On the front door.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
Oh, my God. Nothing comes in ever.
No, nothing comes in.
Well, that is true. But they're painting our place.
Oh, you get
so
your house
I'm hoping,
painting?
Yeah,
what color?
I'm hoping... I don't know. I don't even care about it.
What do you mean
it's,
you don't know?
The whole complex is getting painted.
Oh, outside.
So, outside. So they started 8 months ago and finally just got to our house.
They can't do it in the rain.
So, right. There's that.
And it's too cold to paint, too. There's bad temperatures.
Yeah,
to
there's
paint.
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of stuff.
So, I don't know. I feel
dry.
Like it's maybe sort of a light yellow with the white
pretty.
Trim.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm not exactly sure.
I like that.
To be honest with you.
Pretty.
Well, that's, is it what you already have?
No, it was, it's
Oh, they're
different.
Changing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even the rails out front are a different color.
Hmm.
But yeah, one wreath bin.
Well, nothing inside.
No.
Oh, boy.
And no gift exchange.
You guys won't.
No.
You
he
give
doesn't
each
get
other
you
gifts.
No, they don't do it.
No.
He doesn't get you like a piece of jewelry or something? Or?
No. Hmm. I didn't ask for anything. And
You going to see family that day? Going to drive around?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
What's going on with you?
We really have all extremes of celebrations of Christmas.
Are you just in full boycott mode?
They just haven't done it for a while.
No, I put out a couple texts going, hey, what are you doing for Christmas? And then, what are you doing? And then I got nothing. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, I give up. Well,
oh my God.
That was me reaching out. That only happens once.
That's crazy.
But I think they're all busy with their families. His kids is who I'm talking about. Yeah. And little Alyssa's recovering from some surgery she had last week. So I think they're just, going to chill this year.
Right. How did that go? John, smoothly?
Yeah.
This is your granddaughter.
Our granddaughter.
When you say chill, though, they don't live far away.
I don't know. San Jose's pretty far.
Oh, my God.
You know what? And John only has one day off.
He only has
bad.
Christmas day off?
Yeah. So I kind of just want to stay in the house with him.
Oh.
Do some cooking and hang out.
Make a nice prime rib.
Something.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make prime rib?
You can make anything.
Yeah.
How about a salad?
How about a baked potato?
Oh, yeah.
How about a toss salad?
Oh, that's on the menu.
Will there be any music later in the evening? Will there be some trombone music?
Absolutely.
There will?
We'll see. It's Christmas, you guys. Come on.
Salads and trombones. Those are happening on Christmas.
You're a good person. You're a really good person.
Meet every day.
She's a nice lady.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. 925 says, thanks for leaning forward, Yuzi.
Oh,
you're welcome.
If you watch the show, you know what they're talking about.
She's nice.
Sarah, stop yelling at Bryn this morning. She's grouchy today.
Did I?
She really is
yell
grouchy
at you?
Today. Hurts my feelings.
Oh, stop it, you big baby. My God.
Vinny, are you on the rags or changed personalities with Almond?
Almond? Is that my new name? Almond?
Almond?
No, I feel great. I'm perfectly happy. I'm in a great mood. Every time you say that, my family, kids included, respond with, don't say GD, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Sarah.
I can't help it. Yeah.
No saying God damn it or damn it.
Not even damn it?
Not even damn it.
I'm saying whatever I want.
Don't be mad
Stop
when
it.
It's taken out of the song either.
Yeah, I already have enough words I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, really?
Keeping those ones.
Are you keeping those ones?
Yes. God damn it.
Wow. What's up with Human?
Oh, Human.
One too many enemas.
What did they do
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Almond.
Maybe they're just excited by how energetic you are today.
281 says, Dr. Evil plus Garage Cat forever.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Don't play that music. That's not for me. It's for that other douchebag.
Human? Human.
Almond.
Almond.
Please stop. It's too creepy.
Oh, I love Doc. He is so creepy. Like, it's a whole other alter ego. I love it. God, it makes me so happy.
Does he do that for you on Sunday nights, too?
No, I very rarely think of it. He only really does it when I remember that he does it.
You don't have him do it at dinner?
Next weekend I'll try to remember.
You should. I'm sure the boys would love it.
Oh, yeah.
They're
Human
both
has
gonna
told
be home.
Some incredible stories at my house, though.
He has.
Yeah.
As Dr. Evil Genius?
No. But he does. He is entertaining. Like, I can think of one poker game in particular where he was telling us this one story. I was like, oh my God.
About
what?
You've heard the story.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. It's about. I'm not allowed to tell it because it happened.
Cone of shame.
It's a secret show story.
We got to get a cone back. I can't believe we got rid of that.
What?
It was broken anyway.
We
got
to punish everybody.
Oh, you mean the lady,
don't say it.
It's about his skills, though.
Yes.
So he was just bragging
yes,
is what
he
was doing.
Yes, about
oh,
his skills. And it,
so he's
great.
Telling you these, you and your kids' stories
no,
about
no,
how
not
great
my kid, no,
he
this
is in bed?
Poker game. It's
I'm
about...
not good in bed. Everyone, I'm terrible in bed. I just want to throw that out there.
But he's good with his hands, though.
Yeah, like no one.
Really good with his hands.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
Were you tempted? Were you like, I wonder what that must be like?
No.
You didn't think?
Mm-mm. I wasn't.
You didn't think? Did you think maybe him and John should have lunch together, and
like
he should?
So he could tell, give John some more advanced skills. Yeah, like
I had dinner with John last night.
Oh, did you give him? Did you give him some tips?
Tell him how to do that.
Your brother had a lot of thoughts. So we just all kind of sit and listen to him.
Yeah, he does hold forth, doesn't he?
I mean, after his third margarita, he had a lot of thoughts.
He had three margaritas. Wasn't he driving?
No,
who
of
drove
course
home?
Not. Man, that guy's appetite, it is an endless
He's
well.
He's very large.
He loves food and drink.
He's a big guy.
More texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.